Blog Talk Radio.
Jihad Muhadas. Our responsibility is to God, not man. Men's opinions may have a bearing on our own interpretation of duty, but when that duty is clear, our course is to obey God rather than men. We hear and we obey. Our subject today is our mission. Our mission. You have seen us out here soldiering for many years. Our blessed sister Talija, she started the Muhammad's Talk Radio in 2008. We are making a show of work, serving God, in order to escape punishment. God is very angry with us as a people because we have submitted to just about everything in this world except Him, the Father of it all. We have agreed with, fought for, and died for religion and many things other than religion. But we have not shown our love for God in any of these ways. Many of us talk about God as if we love Him, but our actions tell a different story. We fight over what we believe to be true. We fight over what we have been indoctrinated to believe, but the question that must be answered before it is over is, do you love God, the Savior and Master? Are you willing to fight for Him the way you have been fighting and dying for the evil ones of this world? We have lived in this world long enough to be able to make a decision between right and wrong, God and the devil. It is not enough that you fight and love God only for yourself and your family. The time has come when you must fight for the lives of your brothers and sisters. It is time that we must learn how to teach everyone how to love God with all of their heart and soul. Do you know God? If you say yes, then how do you show that you love and serve God? If you say you do not know God, then this is the time that you must make it your mission to know God. If you say that you are not sure, then it is time for you to make up your mind to learn about God, study about God, and learn to come out of the cloud of doubt and confusion. Can you know and serve God and be poor? If we believe that the Father is all-powerful and controls all things, and we believe that we are children of the one true God, why don't we have what the Father has? Could it be that we have never served Him as our Father? Could it be that we have been disobedient children living outside of the Father's rule? Your host, Captain Jihad Muharris. I am truly thankful to Master Farad Muhammad to see another Ramadan. To the Muharris family, our Ramadan is like the night of majesty, angels ascending and descending. Our subject today is Ramadan is under the order of the 10th order. I would like to start by reading from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's book, How to Eat to Live, Volume 1, Why and How We Fast in December. I have chosen for quite a few years the month of December for my followers to fast, as in the month of Ramadan. It serves as a sign that we, the lost and found nation, are the end of all signs pertaining to the pilgrimage and fasting in the month of Ramadan. We fast the 12th month of the Christian year to relieve ourselves of having once worshipped that month as the month in which Jesus was born. It is now known and agreed upon by the scholars and scientists of religion that nothing of the kind took place 2,000 years ago. Jesus was born not in the month of December, but rather as God has revealed it and according to the season that history claims exists in that time, the first or second week in September. The Christians have made holidays which are used mostly for commercialization. They buy wine, whiskey, and beer, and fatten up pigs and hogs for the kill and roast this divinely forbidden flesh to celebrate what the Christians call the birthday of the Son of Man. Jesus condemned such things as drunkenness and eating of the swine flesh. The act that they carry on for the celebration of Jesus' birth is perfect for Nimrod, who actually was born on the 25th of December, according to the scientists and historians, as well as the words of God Himself spoken to me. Nimrod was the enemy of God, and one who came in the last 300 years of the 2,000 years of Moses. He led the white man against the laws of Moses and the worship of Allah. He, Nimrod, wanted them to worship idols and that which was other than God, as they did in ancient Rome. And the Romans were the ones who changed December from the 10th month to the 12th month. If we examine the word December from the old French Decembra, Latin December from Decem, which means 10. December was the 10th month to the early Romans, who reckoned from March. Now, December is the 12th month of the year, the last month. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was taking us into a new order of things, and we didn't even know it. He told us that the Orthodox Muslims use the 9th month of their calendar, the month of Ramadan. Allah, in keeping with the progress of time, moved us to the 10th month. Allah knew that they, the devils, had changed the dates and months and years to try to fool the people and have fooled most of the world into falsehood. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us to think like God because we are creators. Ramadan of 1986 was the end of the devil's time. Master Farah Muhammad gave us 28 years to line up behind him. The 28 represents the moon's rotation around the earth. Also represents the woman giving birth to a new order of things. Now, from 1914 to 1986 is 72 years. Add 28 years, you come to 100 years, which is 2014. Ramadan was the end of the devil's time. This is from the Theology of Time by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I am trying to bring your mind out of the sky. I am telling you what the stars are and how they were made and what they were made for. I come to the sun and I tell you what the sun is and what it was made for. I come to the moon, and the sun is and what it was made for. I come to the moon and tell you what the moon is made out of and why it is there and called a moon and why it has not been replaced since it was taken away from a certain place. It had to serve its purpose to raise you and I up, brother and sisters, to rule to the whole universe in the hereafter. Our words will become deeds over the creation of the first God, who said, be, and there it was. Our word must be that now. It must come to pass that one of you very soon will say the same and will have something different. It may be 100 or 1,000, or it may be 1,000,000, but it will come to pass. Remember that. Now let us go back to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about Ramadan fast in the month of December. Serves as a sign that we, the lost found nation, are the end of all signs pertaining to the pilgrimage and fasting in the month of Ramadan. Master Prophet Muhammad taught us, time has moved into his time, and he wants the world to know that he is the God of this dispensation, and he will bring in the new Islam, take it or leave it. In this month, we should keep our minds on Allah, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, my God and your God, and my Savior and Deliverer, and your Savior and Deliverer, to whom be praise forever for giving us life after our mental death for the past 400 years. During this month, eat before day and after the sun goes down, if you wish, but not during the daylight hours. This also goes for drinking. Drink whatever you are going to drink, either before dawn or after dark. The eating before dawn is for those of us who love to eat breakfast in the morning. But if you eat one meal a day, you may eat that meal either before dawn or after dark. It is better for your health, however, to eat one meal after dark. Keep up prayer and let us all be grateful to Allah for his coming in the person of Master Farad Muhammad throughout the month of December and every month. And during this month, let there be no quarreling in our homes or abroad. Thank you for listening. You can write me at Bride and Groom, Post Office Box 4479, Kansas City, Kansas 66104. And I'll send you a list of the books we sell. Message to the Black Man, How to Eat to Live, Our Savior Has Arrived, Fall of America, by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We also have books written by Sister Talijah with the Spirit of Allah. We have A Urgent Message from Allah, The Tenth Planet, and The Tenth Commandment of Allah. When you write us, we will send you one of our pens, mightier than the sword. In closing, I would like to say, the fame and the glory of this world is temporary, but the spiritual blessings from Master Farad Muhammad is forever. All things work towards an ultimate goal of returning to its source, or returning to God. The Quran teaches us that all things will return to God from which they came. The perfect understanding of life is the understanding of actual facts. Actual facts leads to one clear understanding. When facts are presented in the mathematical form, it can be proven in actual facts. Things may have many aspects of its form, but in reality, there is only one true form. Like pieces of a puzzle, which make a complete picture when finished. Each piece of the puzzle has a place in the puzzle. and there is no other puzzle piece which can fit that space. When working on a puzzle, you must put the pieces in the correct place to correct the puzzle. Likewise, in the divine struggle we call life, the puzzle must be complete to form the one true picture, or the perfect form, which is God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us this. I thank you for listening. And remember, do not judge until you clearly understand. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
Muhammad Talks Radio.
Of Master Farad Muhammad, our Lord and teacher, and in the name of his uncle, the recipient of revelation, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I greet my brothers and sisters in the radio listening audience in the greeting words of peace and paradise of Assalamu Alaikum. I am your host, Captain Jihad Muhammad. Our subject today is Revealing of the Order of Six. I will be quoting from the book, The Tenth Planet, The Tenth Commandment of Allah, Master Farad Muhammad. It was written by Minister Sister Talija. May the peace and blessings be upon her. It was written in 1988. The Order of Six is revealed in the Bible, Revelations chapter 13, verse 18, under the code number of 666, the number of the beast, and the number of a man. Here is where wisdom comes in. What is meant by the statement here is, where wisdom comes in. Is this telling us that there was no wisdom? Though throughout the whole of the book, until we came to this passage, no, we know better than that. This verse is telling us, in order to unlock this code, it will take wisdom. Because the next statement says, let the one having intelligence calculate the number of the wild beast, for it is a man's number also. Now, we are asked to calculate what the number stands for, because they are coded numbers which represent a beast and a man. First, let us look at the facts. The verses clearly tells us that the number is representing a beast man, not a human being. When we examine the words closely, the word beast means, number one, originally any animal except man. Two, any large four-footed animal. Three, qualities or impulses like an animal's, as it's the beast in him. 4. A person who is brutal, gross, vile, disgusting, stupid, etc. Now let us examine the word human. The first part of the word is from the word hue, meaning, number one, color. Number two, a particular variety of a color, shaded, tint, or from its origin, meaning hue, mint, dark colored. So, as taught to me, human means a person that has a color or dark pigment or a mixture of pigments. White is the absence of all colors. Black is the mixture of all colors, intensely. Scientists have proven that when light shines on a white surface, it reflects the light or repels it. When light shines on a black surface, it absorbs most of the light and gives off very little. Light is the life-giving substance to all forms of life on the planet Earth. This was designed of the creator of this planet. Everything he designed lives by the light of the sun. This light keeps everything healthy and balanced, as taught to us by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All races, people, were grafted from the life germ of the black man, sperm, by a scientist named Yaqub. In this grafting process came the brown, yellow, red, and white people. The white race of people were the last germ to be grafted out of the sperm. This has also been proven by the scientists through genetic research. When all of the chromosomes was removed from the life germ, it changed the nature of the life from which it was made. The life that was left after this process was totally different from the original life created to live on this planet. This is to prove by the fact that white skin repels the source of all life of this planet. Not only was the skin color changed, but the very mentality was also changed because of the lack of substance called melanocytosis in the cells of that life. This substance works in the blood, melatonin, and regulates different glands. The one most affected by this chemical is the pineal gland, located in the brain. This gland uses light taken in through the eyes to make the substance called melatonin. Melatonin circulates in the bloodstream after it is released from the pineal gland. This increases the chemical substance called serotonin, which is one of the groups of substances that help transmit electrical messages from the brain to all parts of the body. By stimulation, the nerves, cells. The lack of this substance, which is a color code, chemicals to receive the right amount of light from the sun to keep the body and mind balanced. The lack of which would make a person out of balance with nature. The total lack of the color code substance would make a life that is mentally and physically inferior because of the inability to draw the necessary life energy from the sun. Scientists have studied the effects of light and its influence on the total body. They found out that the direct effect due to light chemicals when absorbed by the skin acts as a stimulation that rejuvenates every cell in the body. When light is taken in through the eyes, this energy stimulates and replenishes the chemicals necessary to functions of the brain. The melanin, or color code of the body, it is the system by which the body breaks down and uses the light energy from the sun. And this is found in the word expression such as human and chromosomes, which means colored body. The inability to absorb full spectrum light also changes the emotions of a person. The importance and the effect of light and life cannot be expressed enough, because light is the source of life, which comes in colors, revealing the degrees of energy absorbed from the full spectrum. Black light has absorbed all of the energy of the sun. This shows that it is a very powerful electromagnetic charge. Then, as light is separated into colors of degrees, the degrees of electromagnetic radiation changes, the charges decrease, and the longer the wavelengths become. Black is the shortest of the wavelengths and the strongest. Melas, which means black, from melanonian, dark pigmentation. The spectrum starts with mellows, ultraviolet, blue, green, yellow, orange, red. Spectrum analysts have proven that all life holds degrees of the sun. Light energy in its body, which is determined by color codes. These color codes tells what relationship life has to the sun. White is not a part of this color code system or human system, because that which we call chromosome, which carries the genes and hereditary characteristics, also carries the color code of life, which gives life and the ability to absorb light from the sun. Chromo equals color. Sum equals body. Therefore, the light that is passed through a prism or other diffracting mediums, common called white light, is not the correct term used to describe this light ray. As taught to me by Allah, it is crystal light or clear light, because it is all of the energies of light crystallized into one, or clear light, because of the purity. It is not white light. White cannot absorb light. How can it be part of light? The Quran describes the light in Appendix 8, A. Yusuf Ali. In the physical world, light is itself visible and makes other things visible. It lies behind all colors and is apparent, apprehended with color. Through its intense union with the colors, it may appear under refraction as colors and not as light at all. Its very intensity may cause its invisibility. So God is with all things, but some visions perceive him not. on account of its very brightness. The absorption of some colors through the medium through which they may pass may result in the appearance of others of other colors. Some may consider it as a merit of the media, but it detracts from the appearance of the perfect colorless light, which is the type for the perfection of God's light, pure light or crystal clear light. And from this crystal light comes all life in degrees of light, color. And this is what is meant by the word human being. It expresses a color code being that has the ability to respond to higher life. The sun god of the universe, light is the spiritual world, is the same as degrees of wisdom in the physical world, and darkness is the same as ignorance. The black man must learn to give off light. He absorbs the light but reflects very little. So the white uses his light and reflects it. This makes him the master of black. This will soon change. The vacuum will be removed and the veil will be lifted, allowing larger amounts of energy to reach the earth's lower atmosphere. This will give the black man the energy and the power necessary to become masters and to create. The white, by virtue of its loss of color code, is one of the lowest degrees of light energy and cannot be considered as human. And the Bible and the Quran calls them the wild beasts. Read Revelation 13, chapter 13, verse 18 in the Holy Scripture, and the Quran, Surah 81, the folding up, note 2672, Mulana Ali. This is not to make mockery. This is the truth taught to me by God. The beast is a man that has lost all of his human qualities. If we study the word human, it is from the word humus, meaning of the soil. In the Quran, it tells us that there were two kinds of beings. One was made or created, fashioned out of black mud, and the other was created out of intensely hot fire. Surah 15, verse 26 and 44, Mulana Ali. This is talking about two kinds of nature which exist from the beginning and had to be removed degree by degree, other periods of time, so that man can evolve to his higher self. The devil is called Lucifer. When we examine the word Lucifer, it means light, bringing light, light bearing. But if we go to the origin of the word from the scientific meaning, Lucifer, it was an early type of match ignited by friction. Also, it is a substance in the blood of the fireflies, some sea mongrels, that combines with the enzyme in their bodies to produce light, which makes them appear to have a fire from the inside. These forms do not absorb light from the sun because of the lack of color code, and have short life spans. This is found mostly in the lower forms of life. In the Bible, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, Lucifer is called the Shining One. In the Holy Scripture, Lucifer, or the Shining One, said, He was going to make himself resemble the Most High. He was going to act like God and look like that which he was not. The Quran speaks of the devil in human form. Mulana Ali, note 144, note 1670. Another verse in the Bible and the Holy Scripture states that this beast man also has the ability to look like an angel of light. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, Holy Scripture. So as we see, even Satan can appear righteous by changing his character, but he cannot change his nature. He is not human. When we look at the nature of the black and white, we see two totally different natures, just like we see two totally different beings. I cannot use the word color for white because it cannot be seen in the spectrum of light, which is behind all colors. Note 1647, Mulana Ali. This verse reveals that the beast and the man is none other than the Caucasian race of people, because they are the only beings that can be found without hue or very little in their chromosomes, which has changed their total nature. And the reason why they are under the order of six is because they divided the original order of life into division of sixes. In the magnitude of the star brightness, the sixth magnitude expresses the light just visible to the unaided eye, which carries us into the Star of David or Solomon's seal, the star which is symbolic of the Jews. This star is formed by two interlaced equilateral triangles, a symbol of Judaism and now of the Republic of Israel, also a mystic symbol in the Middle Ages called Solomon's seal. If we look at the word Judaism and the word Judas, which was the disciple who betrayed Jesus, also the Judas means one who behaves like a betrayer. Used in one of the orders of six, the Judas goat. This is revealed by Jesus in this verse, John 31:44, the Bible and the Holy Scripture. The Jewish religion, as it is practiced, is not from God. It is from the devil. These were the reason why Jesus came to restore the truth, which they had corrupted. So the six-pointed star is one of the divisions of the order six. The book of the Jews is the Torah, or the Old Testament of the Bible. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation has 66 parts, or degrees, or books. The 66 represents the two divisions of the book. Also, the Old Testament and the New Testament, or the Gospel, the Jews and the Christians. 6:6. The Quran tells us in Surah 5, verse 51, O you who believe, take not the Jews or the Christians for friends. They are friends of each other. And whoever among you take them for friends, he is indeed one of them. Surely Allah guides not the unjust people. Note 706. As these religions are practiced, they are opposite to the truth and have change the scripture of truth. The Bible, which they say is the holy word of God, tell us in the front of the book that it is King James Version. It didn't say that he was inspired by God or that he was taught by an angel, just that this is his version of the truth. Who is King James? Was he a prophet of God? The Holy Scripture written by the Jehovah Witness set tells us that it was translated by the New World Committee. Who is the New World Committee? Who appointed them to translate Scripture and call them holy? When we study the history of the Bible, we find that it was designed after the death of Christ, or they thought that Christ was dead. The history of Christianity reveals in 325th, the Council of Nice was called in by Emperor Constantine to settle the dispute between the followers of Christ, because he left no written records of his teaching. The people began to fight over what was the real teaching of Jesus. This Council of Nice formulated a creed supporting that God and Christ were the same. All members present agreed to the document, except a priest named Arius and his followers. They maintained that God and Jesus Christ were different. He and his followers were therefore banished from the church as heretics. As the years passed, the Nicenes and the Arians fought for leadership in the church, but finally the Nicenes were the victorious. This is where the document that Jesus is God came from. And this false teaching has been maintained by the Christian till this day. In addition to the false belief, the Nicenes added the written scripture of the Jews to their already corrupt teachings. This is the Bible, the Old Testament, the Torah, Jews, and the New Testament, the Gospel. Christians, both are not totally truth. When we look at the word Bible, as taught to me, came from the word able, which means having enough power, skill, etc., having much power of mind, skill, and talent. Now, when we look at the word Bible, the prefix B-I means two, double, twice, having two sides of view, or points of view, or two directions. The word Bible reveals that it is not the total truth, whole, or one. Truth is one, the tool of the devil to confuse the minds about what is true and what is false. The Bible, a mixture of truth and falsehood. The next order of six is the Masons, or Masonics, or Freemasonry, which has 33 degrees, which is also six. They divided man and woman against each other in secret orders. This is two halves of the six order. 33, which still equals 6. 3 plus 3. The woman have their own order, commonly called the Eastern Stars. Note 149, Mulana Ali Quran explains this order plainly and tells that it is not from God. The six-pointed star, the pyramid, the square are all line segments which start and stop and have angles. The truth does not stop and start at points. The truth is continuous and forever. Note 2326. Note 2328. A. Yusuf Ali tells us about the truth clearly. The truth is a 360 degree circle, like the atom of life. It is everywhere and free, with the everlasting source of energy. The truth is the overturn of the order 6, which is 9, completion of this order, and further progress into the new order 10, the lining up behind one true God, Allah, so that He can make us something of value. If we can remember this, this was the reason why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave many of his followers an X, which means 10, because the seed of truth was destined to be to bring about a new order of truth after the overturn or the revealing of falsehood. When truth comes, all falsehood vanishes. Surah 21, verse 18:9. We hurl the truth against falsehood, so it knocks out its brains, and lo, it vanishes. And woe to you for what you describe. Note 16:18. Read this beautiful note, which brings us to the 66th chapter, Maulana Ali. Then to Surah 6, A. Yusuf, concluding with the Surah 66. Both books, Maulana Ali and Yusuf Ali. The 66th note, A. Yusuf Ali, tells us, this was after the 10th commandments and the laws and the ordinance had been given on Mount Sinai. Moses was asked up into the mountain, and he was there 40 days and 40 nights. Exodus chapter 24, verse 18. But the people got impatient of the delay, made a calf of melted gold, and offered worship and sacrifice to it. Teachers of religion must realize that no life can join truth. Everyone is truth, a living expression of truth. Whether their being expresses ignorance of truth, or which is seen in the masses, or whether their being expresses the wisdom of truth, we are all truth. Our being expresses the truth of ourself. The devil is the expression of true evil, as God is the expression of good. Both are masses of a being. Some beings are the expression of degrees of truth and falsehood. They have not mastered the laws of either side, but they express that truth. Our evolutionary growth depends on the mastering of the forces of nature, which we are all a part of. All things are of one truth or another. Truth of expression, just by being. Death is the expression of truth, which ends life. Life is the expression of truth, which continues evolution. Our job is to teach the masses how to live. The wages of sin is death. Ignorance is a sin called infanticide. Note 14:25, Maulana Ali. This is made clear in the Bible and Quran. The Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 and 24, Holy Scripture. So when the truth comes to you, and you refuse to act upon the truth and continue to teach the masses that which is not the truth for our time, you are keeping the masses ignorant. You are a murderer, because you are a hindrance to the bringing forth of new life. And this will be the truth of expression in the final judgment. Truth must evolve and develop and progress into new and different degrees, each one being higher than the previous degree. If the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that Allah was going to make a new planet, and he told us that human beings are created according to life of the universe. Planets. Master Farah Muhammad, to whom praise I do forever, taught me that the original designer and maker of the universe created it on time, and there is an end to it. Page 97, chapter 19, our Savior has arrived. He told us that there is no God living who was here in the creation of the universe, but they produce gods from them, and their wisdom lives in us. What was he telling us? He also told us that Allah would make a new planet. Page 297, message to the black man. And he called this new planet the mother plane. What was he telling us? He told us that the mother plane was a ship on the physical plane. Spiritually, he told us that the planets were made in accordance to human beings. What did the messenger tell us happened when a new planet was made in 1930? The planet Pluto, the ninth planet. In 1983, a new planet was discovered by the scientists. Allah told me that this planet would be seen when he reappeared to me and taught me the new order for a new time, not to change the old order, but to fulfill his promise to us. The messenger told us that man can rise no higher than his woman. What did he mean? If you don't believe that your woman can rise to God's higher than that, than the present system of things, then you don't believe that you can rise to God's either, because your new life comes through her. And if you don't believe that the woman can be angels, spiritual beings, then you don't believe that you can ever be righteous yourself. If you truly understand what angels is, the woman will be the one to raise you up. If you understand the order of creation of new life on the spiritual and physical, on the spiritual and physical, this plane. This may be hard for most of the Muncho brothers to take, but this is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was trying to express to you years ago, but you didn't understand clearly then. The woman had yet to be raised to their godly state of motherhood, the mother plane. This was the reason why our classes were called Muslim Girl Training and General Civilization classes. Man had not been raised to his higher godly state because the field had to be prepared to bring forth that kind of crop. We were taught that something new would come into existence. Chapter 23, Our Savior Has Arrived. This chapter tells us that it will be something new, different from what you had been used to in the past. Read the wisdom of the time in the heavens and the earth. When I read all of the newspapers, they tell us that we are worse than we were in the 1930s. And that it is getting worse. But when a person is sent by God to tell you the truth, you don't want to listen to the truth for your own salvation. I have to ask myself, what kind of people are we, hungry for power and recognition, that you will hold fast to that which you have, even if it means your death and the people that follow you? What a crazy minded people. If you know that we are worse off than we were in the past, and that Allah always sends someone to help the people he desires to save, why do you refuse his help just because the helper is not like you want them to be, or not one of your followers or yourself? Wake up, black man. I have been given life by Allah, Master Farah Muhammad, to give to you, my people. This is the truth. You must listen, because changes will take place that you must be prepared for. We are in highly sophisticated age, and we must understand the science of our time in order to survive the changes which will come over the planet Earth. Believe me, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was telling us about highly sophisticated events of the future. He was trying to prepare us for this time in which we are now living. No matter how many people you get to follow you, the truth from Allah is the only thing that will save their life and yours. The number 19 expresses the beginning and ending of this order. 1 is the Alpha, and 9 is the Omega of any series. Then a new series begins. When we add 1 plus 9 equals 10. This is the universal expression 19, which brings us to the new order of things. The one, which is man, evolves in 9 stages in the darkness of the mother's womb. 10 is the delivery into the light. Next is the understanding of the light, and the following of that light in order to remove from the mind the life of darkness. Many people have made progress in the physical world and neglected the truth and was destroyed. If you say that I don't have the new order for our time, then brother, tell me who does, because I will listen to them. But I tell you that I saw God, Master Farad Muhammad, and he took me up to his glory. He talked to me not in the same way that you and I talk to each other, but in telepathic messages. Believe it or not, this is the truth. And he continues to talk to me whenever he pleases. You must understand that we are moving forward spiritually and physically to higher beings than the past. If you don't believe that God can talk to me, then you don't believe that he can talk to you, because he always talks to his creatures. Some of us just don't listen. We think we have it, so we don't leave room to get it. We are too full of ourselves to receive the one true self and reality, which is God, the true expression of self. Our real self, the woman, is a helpmate, but in order for her to be able to help you rise, she must be risen to a higher plane herself, higher than the plane of this world in which you are, which you are on. Time has evolved from the use of animals for transportation to the use of cars, jets, and spacecraft, and from wars with clubs to laser wars and genetic engineering, chemical, and German warfare. The world has been proven not to be square. Visible light. The light that can be seen on this plane travels 186,000 miles per second by wavelengths or vertical motion. Certainly, if no one from our nation is able to travel faster than the light of this plane and receive higher light, we cannot and will not make progress into the future and become the masters. This is what revelation is, the reception of higher wisdom for the development of a people, the preparation for the next degree of evolutionary change. We have been traveling too slow mentally, and this race of people have kept us in darkness of ignorance. We must move ahead and keep up with the onward march of science and time. Higher degrees of light will be allowed to enter the Earth's lower atmosphere, and we must get prepared to be able to absorb these higher amounts of energy. At the present time, many of us will have heart attacks and die because of these charges. The Quran warns us of a day that will turn children gray-headed. And this is true. These razors will be so strong in the near future, weak cells will not be able to take the charge, and the body functions will cease, just like when too much electricity passes through any weak or faulty wire, it will burn it up. The whole body system works on electrical charges, mostly stimulated by light rays from the sun and by chemicals in our food, which is an indirect source of light energy. If your mind cannot travel faster than 186 miles per second, you will always be traveling in the past and in the darkness of time. In the spiritual world, you can travel faster than the light of this world, and the sound of this world, and the thoughts of this world, by the permission of Allah. Because if He does not want you to perceive, then there will be no perception. Certain realms are protected, and no one can pass through and return. These things that I am revealing to you are the truth and reality. The Spirit of God is not limited to time and space. When He blesses one to see, He teaches them in the past, present, and into the future time. We must learn how to develop the brain of many to receive and travel faster than the light of this world and become the masters. Islam is mathematics, and mathematics is Islam. The truth system of measure, the metric system, has been changed some time ago. The accuracy of the system is now based on light rays, orange light. Thank you for listening. You can write me at Bride and Groom, P.O. Box 4479, Kansas City, Kansas 66104, and I will send you a list of the books we have on sale. We do have the book, The Tenth Planet, The Tenth Commandment of Allah, Master Farah Muhammad. In closing, I would like to say, do not judge until you clearly understand. Now I would like to play a tape by Sister Minister Telijah.